Bez Hashem, we're learning Shmiras Aloshin, Shar Zechira, Perik Yud Zayin, Shem the 123. And we discussed the last share how HaKadosh Baruch Hu always takes the side of the nirdaf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects and stands up for the one who's being chased. Acharei Shilu V'Soif Yisba HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Daman Miyodoi. And at the end, the situation is going to be that Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will go after the Roideif and seek out Domon, the blood that this Roideif spilled. V'sachas shu mekave liyois min ha-menatzchin v'linchol kovod al yideizeh. And the person who is involved with Machlekes, he should realize that instead of the results that he had hoped for, to be on the winning side, because he looked up to all those people with power who were attacking the little fellow. This person will see in the end, because he joined into the machlekes of these people, he will be disgraced, whether it's a case of tzeras. And we say in this generation, the Chofetz Chaim told us that tzeras can represent itself in anios, in poverty. But a person who protects himself and distances himself from achloikis, such a person like this, who runs away from achloikis, this person is respected by his peers. This person is a respectable individual. Kinu shenemar, as the pasuk itself says in Mishlei, Shloim HaMelech tells us, kovod le'ish. When do you have kovod for a person? Sheves meiriv. When he sits away, he distances himself from machlekes. Kovod le'ish. What is kovod to a person? He sheves meiriv. He abstains from engaging in machlekes. That's what brings kavod to a person. It's very easy to say, "Ah, I'm going to go fight him." Okay, everybody can say that. Eizu giba koivish es yitzroi. It's not so easy to be a real strong person, to be koivish es yitzroi, to hold yourself back. Umai meriva shehi shel adam atzmoi kavod loyim kavash. Now the Chofetz Chaim elaborates on this pasuk. If when a person has something that applies to him, his own machlokes, if you will, that he technically can and should get involved with, and yet he abstains and he refrains from being involved with his machlokes, and that's cover for the person, that's honor for the person. Kal v'chomer meriva she'eino shaloi. If there's a machlokes that's not his, v'machnis atzmoi l'soicha, and he sticks his nose into that machlokes. V'cheinu oimer, machzik ba'oznei kelev, kolev oiver, mis'aber al riv loy loy. To this, the Chofetz Chaim brings a pasuk also, Mishlei. It's likened to a person who grabs the ears of a dog. I would not recommend it, even if it's the smallest of dogs. The dog will not take this lightly. He agitates the dog. He angers the dog. And the dog will show this person its nice white teeth up close and up front. So to a person who is involving himself in the machlokes, that has nothing to do with him. What does it do with this? But once again, it's the weak person. It's the bully. It's the person that wants to show, he's very tough. So what does he do? He jumps into these type of situations. As we're saying, the opposite. Ezo giba ha-koivish yitzroi. The one who holds himself back. He's koivish yitzroi. This is what the Chofetz Chaim is teaching us over here. Let's be a giba. Let's avoid the machlekes that doesn't apply to us. And even the machlekes that does apply to us. Kovod le'ish. It's an honor to a person. Sheves meiriv, when he abstains from machlokes.